So greater discretion on the part of the TSA employees does not mean lesser security at the point of where they do it.
I would hope not, but it's a question of their training.
Exit question: on a security success scale, 0 to 10, rate the effectiveness of the TSA 0 to 10.
It gets close to 9 or 10, John, for the simple reason that it's been 10 years since 9/11 and they haven't taken down a single airliner, and we had the underwear bomber and the shoe bomber and a lot of these, maybe some other folks who tried it. And
yeah, I think for a much maligned agency, let's give it high marks. Perfection is the goal, but that's not reality.
You want to go all the way? You want to give them a 10?
Well, he said I'll give them a 9.2. There's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm. Good with those decimal points.
They've called zero terrorists. They didn't stop the shoe bomber. They didn't stop the undie bomber. And they might even make us less safe because more people end up driving because they don't want to be, caressed maybe is the right word, so, at the airport. Driving is less safe than flying. I'll give them a 3.
So they're going to take the blame for highway deaths?
If they're driving people there, then they're not even saving lives.
You got to give them a very high rating. I'd give them 9+ because we have not had a terrorist attack. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the standard. That's the only standard.
Mm-hmm. I think in those two instances of the underwear bomber and
the shoe bomber.
The shoe bomber, they did not originate in the United States.
Overseas,
so they didn't have the benefit of the TSA screening.
Right.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right. And so the fact of the matter is we can stop terrorist attacks without the TSA, and there's no evidence that TSA has prevented any of these attacks.
You're a very severe marker. The TSA deserves a 10 because nothing has happened. Issue 2.